This is a podfic of Can't Keep It to Myself by Slagathor420. The rating is explicit. No archive warnings apply. This is a gentle beard fic, and it is canon era post season 2. There's quite a few tags in this one, as it's pretty explicit, so if you want to check those out, there's the links to Archive of Our Own. This one I'm doing as part of the Our Flag Means Death craft fair, because Slagathor420 donated money to the craft fair so that I would do a fic, and it didn't have to be this one. I was literally told I could pick any fic I wanted. And so I decided to do this very explicit one. But yeah, definitely the kind of thing I like to read, so I hope you guys enjoy it. I'll read the original summary. There's a rumour going around that Blackbeard has two dicks. That's it. That's the fic. This is my piece for Kingtober Day 22. The prompts are Ravishment Fantasy, Strap-ons, and I Never Thought You'd Be Into This. The title of this fic is From Two of Hearts by Stacey Q. Here we go. Can't keep it to myself. Ed, Steed huffed out a petulant sigh. It's not that funny. They sat in bed, leaning against the headboard as Ed shook with laughter. He tried to stifle his giggles. I'm sorry, love, he gasped out. He reached a placating hand towards Steed. I'm not laughing at you. It's just, I expected you to say you'd heard I was made of smoke, or that I was immortal. Didn't expect to hear you say you thought I had two dicks. That's not what I said, Steed contested hotly. He was flushing now, the tips of his ears a bright pink. He crossed his arms over his chest defensively. You asked about the craziest rumour I'd heard about you, and that was it. I knew it probably wasn't true. Ed gasped, only a touch dramatically. Is that why you're so embarrassed? You put some thought into it, huh? Steed's reply was so quiet that Ed had to strain to hear it. Maybe. Pervert, Ed teased, scooting closer to pepper kisses along Steed's cheek and temple. Steed's face creased in a reluctant smile. I didn't even put much thought into it before we met, but once I'd gotten to know you, yes, it was a semi-regular feature in my nighttime revelries. And greedy. You hadn't even had one yet, and you already wanted two. Ed climbed into Steed's lap, grinding their rapidly hardening cocks together. Hang on. If you already knew me, then you'd know I have just the one dick. We switched clothes the first day we met. I didn't look, Steed said primly. Ed eyed him skeptically. Well, I tried not to look. Plus, maybe one was tucked away somewhere. I don't know. Those details weren't exactly an important part of the fantasy for me. Fair enough, Ed said as he racked up their nightgowns. He laved his tongue over his palm, then held his slick hand up to Steed's mouth. Spit. Steed obeyed, and Ed wrapped his hand around both of their cocks. He stroked slowly as Steed described his fantasy, and as they lay in the hazy bliss of their afterglow, Ed began to form a plan. The next day, Ed went to town for some shopping. He came home to find Steed outside working in the garden. Steed greeted him with a gentle smooch, and Ed held him tight to deepen the kiss. Ed, Steed protested through his laugh, I'm all dirty. Love it when you're dirty, Ed said lavishly, giving Steed's backside a squeeze. Steed rolled his eyes fondly. Speaking of, you feel like working the front of the house tonight? Steed's eyes lit up. Yes, please. What's the special occasion? Oh, fuck off, Ed chuckled. Not my fault you're a great cocktail man. Well, you're lucky I enjoy filling your glass, darling, Steed teased. That made Ed's stomach swoop in more than one way. Steed's low tone had definitely redirected some blood away from his brain, but he felt a little stab of anxiety. What if this was too much? Fantasy was one thing, But would Steed actually want to act it out? Well, now or never. I was actually thinking about what you said yesterday about your Ed with two D's fantasy. Steed wrinkled his nose. Oh, Ed, is that really what we're calling it? The D's stand for dicks, babe. Yes, sweetheart, I understand that. So you understand that it's the perfect name. Ed, you're rambling, darling. Ed felt his cheeks heat. He ran his hands through his hair, gripping at the roots and giving a small tug to center himself. It's just that I had an idea that I thought you were going to love, and now I'm nervous because what if it's just weird? Now hang on, Steve protested. I love doing weird things with you, and nothing with you is ever just anything. Steed's thumb was a reassuring brush against the crook of his elbow, and it gave Ed the courage he needed to continue. I thought maybe you'd like to pretend like I'm Mr. Big Shot Two-Dicked Blackbeard and I take you against the desk in your cabin, just like you fantasized about. Despite his nerves, Ed was confident Steed would say yes, and Steed, as always, surpassed Ed's every expectation. Wear your leathers. Blackbeard surveyed his newest treasure, hoping this might bring an end to the dark clouds that seemed to follow him everywhere. The man certainly glowed like a sunbeam. Bit of luck, that. He sat at his fancy desk, dressed in fine silks, turned so his face was hidden. Blackbeard walked over to him, his heavy boots echoing ominously against the walls of the room. Who's there? The man's voice was shaky, but in no way did it seem diminished. I'll have you know this is my ship, and you're in the company of the gentleman pirate, I presume? The man gasped softly. You've heard of me? Blackbeard took his seat at the other side of the desk and finally saw the gentleman pirate's face. He allowed himself to admire those dashing features, if only for a moment. Oh, I've heard of you, Blackbeard said, his voice a stormy rumble. I've heard all about you. Lots of rumours going around about the gentleman pirate. I've heard my fair share of rumours about the infamous Blackbeard as well. The gentleman pirate stood and smoothed his clothes before extending a hand. It's lovely to meet you. I'm Captain Steed Bonnet. Blackbeard took Captain Bonnet's hand and a shock of arousal settled in his hips. The grip was firm, but his skin was so soft. Blackbeard imagined what those hands might feel wrapped around him. Captain Edward Teach. Blackbeard pulled Captain Bonnet in by the hand he shook. He smirked and pitched his voice low. Care to tell me about some of those rumours you've heard? I'll show you which ones are true. You might see something you like. The gentleman pirate's eyes dipped to Blackbeard's lips. He swallowed hard before replying. Captain Teach, I don't think there's much you could show me that I wouldn't find utterly captivating. Ed leaned across the desk and pressed their lips together, unable to help himself. Steed kissed him sweetly, whispering a soft, It's fine, love, when Ed apologised for breaking character. Blackbeard leaned away from the gentleman pirate, fighting the overwhelming urge to just melt into him. Tell me what you've heard, then. The gentleman pirate walked towards Blackbeard, the want plain on his face. I've heard that Blackbeard controls the tides, that the ocean bends to his whims. I've heard he was forged in hellfire, sword and shield given human form. I've heard he's never known a lover who could take all he had to give, and I believe I can change that. Are you sure, Captain Bonnet? Instead of answering, the gentleman pirate dropped to his knees, nuzzling the outline of hard flesh along the fall of Blackbeard's leather trousers. Trembling fingers eased buttons from their holes, and the gentleman pirate finally revealed Blackbeard's cocks. Huh, Steed said, hand ignoring Ed's dick in favour of caressing the glass toy held in place above it by sturdy leather straps. The fuck do you mean, huh? Ed asked. Did I put it on wrong? Are they supposed to be side by side? No, Steed answered, staring intently at the glass dildo. You got it just right. I'm just in awe of this craftsmanship, honestly. It looks so real, except the colour, of course, but Steed, babe. Ed reached down to brush a thumb over Steed's cheek. Focus. Shit, sorry, Steed hissed. He mimed locking his mouth shut with a key, and Ed had to bite the inside of his cheek to keep from laughing. What a silly, beautiful, amazing man. And what a fucking dork. Ed loved him so much. Blackbeard's cocks twitched as the gentleman pirate stared at him reverently. He ran a hand through Captain Bonnet's silky curls. His voice was tight with desire when he spoke again. "I've heard, Captain Bonnet, that you've never had the pleasure of being fooled by another man, and yet you think you can take all of me?" "Well, I'm a quick learner," the gentleman pirate smirked, and rose to his feet once more. "In fact, I thought you might teach me at my desk, really hammer the message into me so that every time I sit here I'll think of your lesson." "Is that what you want, gentleman pirate?" Blackbeard asked, crowding the other man until he was pressed against the desk. "Do you want me to bend you over this desk, have my way with you, make you come on my cocks and fill you with my spend? You think you can handle that, captain?" The gentleman pirate's eyes were hooded with lust, pupils blown nearly black with desire. Yet his face was earnest as he replied, "Captain Teach, I think my body was made for you, to take everything you have to give and to show you that it's safe with me." Blackbeard gripped the gentleman pirate's hips and spun him around, rubbing his firm cocks against the silky fabric covering his ass. Blackbeard undid the fall of the breeches with care, and as soon as he was able, he pushed them down Captain Bonnet's thighs, exposing his bare bottom to the cool night air. Bonnet's thick cock sprung from his trousers, and Blackbeard couldn't help himself. He reached a leather-clad hand out to stroke it. The gentleman was already slick with arousal, and the glove slid easily over the sensitive flesh. "Captain Blackbeard, please!" Captain Bonnet's voice was thick with need, and his chest was heaving as he ground his ass against Blackbeard's hips. "There's oil in the desk drawer. Ah, please, I need you inside me. Take what's yours, Captain." Blackbeard let go of the man's cock, bringing the slick hand to Bonnet's lips. "Suck," he instructed. The gentleman pirate did as he was bid, moaning at the taste of himself on Blackbeard's leather gloves. "There's a good lad. You're a quick learner. I bet there's loads I could teach you." Blackbeard rubbed his straining cocks against the soft skin of gentleman's ass, gripping the man's hip to keep him pressed close. Already, Bonnet was thrusting back to meet him, gasping desperate moans around the fingers in his mouth. Blackbeard removed his fingers from Captain Bonnet's mouth, gripped the man's shoulder, and pushed until his torso was flush with the desk. Once the gentleman pirate was spread out before him, Blackbeard stepped back to admire his prize once more. Ed broke again, giggling as he noticed the base of the butt plug Steed had put in at some point that night. "When did you do this?" Steed shot a mischievous look over his shoulder as he answered, "After dinner, while you were cleaning up. I was hoping to cut down on our prep time." "Fucking impatient," Ed laughed. "Well," Steed said cheerily, "Ed is a notorious tease. I took precautions in case Blackbeard was even more sadistic." "That's Captain Blackbeard to you, dog," Ed teased, giving Steed a firm smack on the ass. Steed's breathless, hysterical giggle gave way to a throaty moan as Ed nudged at the base of the plug. "Fuck, Ed, yes," Steed moaned. Another smack and a handprint bloomed across pale skin. "What was that?" Blackbeard growled, low and dangerous. "Captain," the gentleman pirate gasped. "Please, Captain Blackbeard, I need your cocks. Get me ready for them, please." "That's better," Blackbeard murmured. He opened the desk drawer and retrieved the oil. He pulled his gloves off and poured a generous helping of oil onto his bare hand. Carefully, Blackbeard traced slick fingers around the base of the plug, massaging the gentleman pirate's hole with practiced ease. As Blackbeard touched him, Captain Bonnet ran his mouth. "Yes, please, Captain," as Blackbeard eased the plug out of his body. "God, so good, Captain," as Blackbeard replaced the plug with slick fingers, stretching the gentleman pirate's hole to accommodate his straining cocks. "Yes, right there, Captain Blackbeard," as fingers brushed against the bundle of nerves inside of him, making his entire body quake with pleasure. Blackbeard checked in with the gentleman pirate when four fingers were sliding in and out of his hole with ease. "You think you can take more? Had, fuck, your whole fist in there a few weeks ago. I'm pretty confident in my abilities," Steed huffed bitchily as he rocked himself onto Ed's fingers. Excuse me, mate, who's doing the ravishing here? Don't rush me. Blackbeard took care to slather both cocks in a liberal amount of oil before he pressed the bottom one inside of the gentleman pirate. The other slid along Bonnet's crack, and Blackbeard groaned as he bottomed out. Fuck, Captain Bonnet, you're so tight. You ready for more? Please, Bonnet whimpered. I want it all. Blackbeard pressed a finger into the gentleman's heat, keeping his cock still as he rocked his finger alongside it. He added another, and Captain Bonnet cried out. Keep going, the gentleman hissed before Blackbeard could check in. Please, Captain. Blackbeard obeyed, as he always did for his captain. I think you're ready, he soothed. He gently withdrew one finger, then the other, and finally pulled his cock free from the gentleman pirate's welcoming hole. Blackbeard drizzled more oil onto his palm, slicking his cocks once more before rubbing the excess against Captain Bonnet's loosened hole. Blackbeard gripped both cocks with one hand as he spread Bonnet's cheeks with the other. He rested the heads of his cocks against the gentleman's hole and slowly, carefully, pushed in. Oh! Captain Bonnet let loose a feral moan as Blackbeard bottomed out, his hands shaking as they found Bonnet's hips. Good. Blackbeard murmured, grinding inside of the gentleman, experimenting with angles to find the spot that would bring his lover the most pleasure. Perfect, Bonnet sobbed. Fuck, Captain, you feel so good inside of me. You complete me in a way I never dreamed I'd find. Tears sprang to Ed's eyes and he fought back a sniffle. Fuck, man, you can't keep getting poetic and shit when I'm trying to ravish you. His chuckle was watery. You trying to fuck Blackbeard or make love to Ed? Actually, Steve said thoughtfully. He continued rocking back onto Ed's cocks as he considered the fucking madman. Blackbeard is fun, but you're right. What I really want right now is Ed. Is that okay, darling? Ed's voice was thick as he answered. Course. He caressed Steed's hips gently, thumbs tracing patterns against warm skin. You still want both cocks? Oh, yes, please, Steed answered quickly. Ed chuckled at his boyfriend's unabashed enthusiasm. He pulled at Steed's shoulders, helping him stand until they were pressed close, leather-covered chest to silk-covered back. Ed's arms wrapped around Steed's waist, and as Ed thrust into him, Steed's hands made their way to Ed's hair, and he buried his fingers in Ed's curls. Tell me if I need to slow down or stop, okay? Ed asked. Steed nodded impatiently, clearly uninterested in restraint. Harder, he gritted out. Ed fucked into him, nose tucked into that secret place behind Steed's ear, breath coming hard and fast. Steed's grip in his hair tightened, and Ed could feel his orgasm rushing towards him. He wanted to get a hand around Steed's cock, but he was thrusting so forcefully he feared letting go of Steed's torso might send them both toppling onto the desk. Steed, Ed whined. Touch yourself, baby. Steed just shook his head as his fingers flexed in Ed's curls. Like this, he panted. Yeah? Ed didn't know how much longer he would last, but he was suddenly desperate to see if Steed could come untouched. Gonna come on my cocks, baby? Steed nodded, his moans pitching higher as Ed continued to pound into him. Never thought you'd be into this, Ed growled. I know you better than I know myself, but you keep surprising me. Fucking love you, Steed. Steed's cries reached a crescendo, and Ed whispered one last command into his ear. Come for me, Captain. Steed's whole body shook with the force of his climax, thick ropes of spend landing on the desktop as he wailed through his release. Ed followed seconds later, spilling into Steed with a shuddering cry. Ed struggled to stay upright on boneless legs, and he pulled out of Steed as gently as he could before he slid down the wall, sitting bare-assed on the floor. As Ed came back to himself, he realized that Steed was gently unhooking the leather strap and removing the glass dildo from its place above Ed's softening cock. Once that was done, Steed took a damp cloth and cleaned him up. Thanks, Ed mumbled, exhausted and enraptured by the man standing before him. Steed smiled at him softly before offering a hand to help Ed to his feet. Ed scoffed lightly, playfully swatting Steed's hand away. I'm supposed to be taking care of you, love, not the other way around. You did take care of me, Steed insisted. I feel fantastic, darling. I want to return the favour. Please? And what could Ed do when Steed fixed him with those puppy eyes? He grabbed Steed's hand and allowed himself to be hauled to his feet. They worked together to pull Ed's trousers up, just high enough as not to trip him as they made their way to bed. Ed smiled dopily as Steed helped him disrobe. Steed was on his knees, loosening the laces of Ed's boots, when Ed ran a gentle hand through Steed's curls. "Hey," Ed said, ruffling his hand lightly. Steed smiled up at him and Ed felt impossible. Clear-headed and drunk, physically sated but still desperate to be as close to Steed as possible. "I heard the craziest rumour," Ed whispered. "Oh?" Steed asked. He helped Ed out of his trousers, the last remnants of their game now gone, nothing left but them. Ed nodded, giving Steed a secret smile. "I heard that Blackbeard and the gentleman pirate fell in love. I heard they ran away to start an inn." He gestured around their home, still very much under construction. "Eventually, anyway. I heard they lived happily ever after." Steed's eyes were shining as he leaned in to give Ed a tender kiss. "I heard that too," he said softly. "Doesn't sound so crazy to me." Steed climbed into bed beside him, and Ed nestled into his waiting arms. "Yeah," he whispered. Steed's arms wrapped around him and held him tight. "Not crazy at all." The end.